In Afghanistan, Taliban leaders say 25 followers of opposition leader Hamid Karzai have been captured. Karzai, a supporter of exiled King Zahir Shah, entered Afghanistan from Pakistan to try to convince Pashtun tribal leaders to abandon the Taliban. The Taliban has threatened to kill any supporter of the king they catch inside Afghanistan. Last week, they captured and executed another opposition figure, former Mujahideen commander Abdul Haq. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
The Taliban say they are still trying to find Hamid Karzai, who is thought to have entered Afghanistan more than a week ago and is now believed to be holed up in the mountains of Uruzgan province, the birthplace of the Taliban's reclusive leader, Mullah Mohammad Omar. The Taliban want Hamid Karzai, they want him soon, and they want him dead. Political analyst Talat Masood.
They just cannot possibly afford to have any opposition because it will undermine their regime. If he would be caught, he is bound to be executed. There are no two options for them.
Karzai, like most of the Taliban, is a member of Afghanistan's dominant ethnic group, the Pashtun. So was the famed Mujahideen commander Abdul Haq, shot a week ago today by the Taliban for treason, after he entered Afghanistan on a mission similar to Hamid Karzai's. But Karzai, says political analyst Rasul Baksh Rais, has greater credibility on the ground than the longtime exile Abdul Haq did.
Compared to Abdul Haq, Karzai has been close to these regions, basing himself very close to the border, going inside very frequently, and has been in contact with the Pashtun leaders during the past 7-8 years. I think his being inside the country and having not been caught by the Taliban speaks about his ability to win friends or to get back to his old friends or maintain the support of the tribes in that region.
The Taliban said yesterday that they were close to capturing Karzai, but a family member who prefers anonymity and has been in contact with him overnight says Karzai is safe. The family member says Karzai managed to slip away before some of his supporters came under attack near the village of Berawat. According to a tribal leader traveling with Karzai, the group was attacked by Arabs and Pakistanis, suggesting it was Al-Qaeda troops pursuing Karzai and his supporters. Yesterday, the Taliban ambassador to Pakistan said 4 U.S. helicopters had attempted to rescue Karzai and his men, but it failed to do so. The Pentagon is not talking about Karzai or any possible U.S. involvement with him. Last week, U.S. officials sent a plane to help Abdul Haq escape without success. Talat Masood says he believes the U.S. will learn from that experience.
Well, I think they will go to great lengths to protect him, either by deployment of special forces and also making strikes if necessary, helibone strikes and commando strikes against those who would be attacking him in case his positions are known.
If the U.S. fails to do so, says Rasul Baksh Rais, it would be disastrous for the U.S. and the West in their effort to create an alternative to the Taliban.
It is a defining moment. If Karzai is caught by the Taliban, or something happens to him, that will be a big blow politically and psychologically to the anti-Taliban forces in the Pashtun areas.
But the alternative to that scenario, says Baksh Rais, is one in which Karzai becomes the thin end of the wedge that helps bring about the demise of the Taliban.
If Hamid Karzai survives, that will send a very strong signal to the Taliban that those who are opposed to them are inside Afghanistan and they are claiming support and they are on the ground, and from there they can move in different directions.
According to the Pakistan-based Afghan Islamic Press, the Taliban say they will hang the 25 prisoners captured overnight sometime later today. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.